This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hi there, this is Arvind Rathore. Exciting to be here at the Agile Thoughts Podcast. Thank you, Lance. I'm based out of Bangalore, India. I'm a keen agilist. Been in the industry for 24 years and worked with all over Fortune 500 different large companies and now startup, and keen to understand how the agile world has evolved and share some of my thoughts.
This is a continuing episode about Agile in the C-Suite with Arvind Rathore. Can you share with the audience a model for what is agile leadership and what is not?
I do not prescribe a model, but if I set some contours of what this module will look like, you know, and what I personally practice, it'll be something like this, right? So, see, again, if you're a leader in a company, and I'm talking in a corporate context, right, what you're essentially trying to do is, you know, make profits for your organization, for your company, right? And at the same time, you're trying to balance out the various stakeholders that you are trying to attend to, right? So one number one stakeholder is obviously your shareholders, right? So you're creating a value for you end of the day, you know, providing returns to. The second in the scheme of things is obviously your clients or the customers, right? Where you the value that you provide through the company, the people who are buying your products and services, right? How do you keep them happy? And of course, the employees who are producing or creating these products and services, right? And you know, you can throw in your suppliers and vendors in the mix as well. But these are essentially the players that you're trying to sort of lead in as an agile leader, right? So you know, the model that you want to talk about as far as agile leadership is concerned is something that caters to all of them, right? And in today's day and age, what's happening is the pace of change, as you know, Lance, is so rapid that the ability to really respond to this change is paramount. And as a leader, I think the number one priority is to create an organization which is able to respond to this change. And change, you know, in terms of how the market is changing, if I were to give you some stats that you might be already familiar with, or your listeners might be already familiar with, right? The Standards and Poor's Index, 500 Index, tells you the average span of a company which stays in this index, right? And it was probably 50 or 60 years, a few decades back. And as we speak, it's come down to 16 years, right? So what I'm saying, in other words, is the companies that are here today successful are probably not, most of them may not be surviving the next 10, 15 years, right? So if you are a leader of such a company, then you got to balance out the long-term versus short-term, number one. And number two, like I said, balance out your stakeholders between your customers, your employees, your shareholders, and you know, obviously vendors and partners, right? So in order to do that, you know, what I really advocate is what we are talking about here in terms of what we're calling as agile leadership, right? So what in terms of coming back to your question on what that model looks like, an agile leader, you know, needs to focus on, in my mind, four essential things, right? One is be clear about the vision of the organization, which becomes really the North Star, to have people aligned, right? People from different functions, people from different geographies, people across different levels in the organization. So how do you, you know, align them? And in my opinion, you know, that vision of the company, it really keeps people aligned, right? So that's number one in our model, so to speak. Number two is really structure the organization in a way that people within the organization are able to communicate in an agile fashion. The flow of work in the organization needs to align with the different, you know, people who are providing inputs and outputs, right? So second point that I'm talking about is really providing the structure for agility, the org design, if you may call it that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, structuring the organization in a way that it provides an absolute agility within the organization, right? So that's number two. Number three, probably the most important amongst this, is as a leader, how do you create culture within the organization which helps you respond to the change that I, you know, referred to earlier. And that only happens when people are really free to experiment, obviously with some guardrails. And they're not afraid to experiment, fail, probably obviously fail fast, right? So how do you provide that culture which becomes the catalyst for the whole organization to respond to change, right, is number three. And number four is, to be very honest and practical, and you've got to measure things how things are happening in within the organization, whether it will be at a team level, at a program level, at an organization level. Measure, and as we speak in Agile, based on that measure, inspect and adapt, right, and repeat the cycle. So this is the model, you know, in a very simplified manner that I would call are, you know, the essential ingredients of Agile leadership, in my opinion.
Yeah, nice. I like how you, towards the end, you included measurements, because I find without measurements, people are biased towards seeing the world a certain way. And measurements create the ability to overcome biases and for someone to see something maybe as successful when they didn't expect it to be, or maybe the strategy that they're biased towards isn't working that well. And so this helps break that down.
Oh yeah, spot on. I think, you know, without measure, I think we're all hallucinating, in terms of whatever we do. We don't know whether it's working, not working, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, again, in terms of measurement, the way I do it is, like I talked about alignment, right? So how do we align the measures that, I mean, you know, so a colleague of mine once said, and I always keep that quote in my mind, that show me the incentive and I'll show you the behavior of people, right? So the incentive is what measures are you sort of ranked on, or, you know, what are the measures that you are held responsible for will determine what's your behavior, right? So I think the alignment of those measures across the organization is also important. It's not only just putting a measure to see things, but how in totality are we measuring the whole organization, and how it boils down from the top to the bottom is very essential.
Meet Kartar. Kartar is a project manager working for a casino. And little does he know is that hitmen are gunning for his head if he doesn't deliver the project on time. Kartar has caught the attention of a Rishi, and this Hindu demigod is not satisfied with helping Kartar change just his project, but he wants Kartar to change his life as well. Read about Kartar's life in Agile Noir. Agile Noir is available in the US on Amazon.com and in India on Pothi.com. It's P-O-T-H-I. And in China on my WeChat store. Agile Noir. Noir spelled N-O-I-R. There are links to these retailers in the podcast show notes. Links to various articles written by Arvind, like the CIO article, can be found in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for easy access. If you're not using a podcast player, just go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3, and there you'll see the show notes. The series started at episode 266. And if you're like my friend, Francie Van Workus, and you missed the first episode of the series, go back to agilethoughts.info, and there you'll see a search engine where you can type in whatever episode number you want, and it'll find it for you. Next episode, more Agile in the C-Suite with Arvind. Since Agile teams are self-organizing and self-managing, how do you create an ecosystem for Agile teams?
Right. So I think, you know, when we talk about Agile, we talked about a lot of things around giving them the freedom, giving them the empowerment, you know, having them to experiment around different things and not having, you know, not being afraid to experiment and fail and so on and so forth, right? But all of that requires a strong sense of discipline. So I think the ecosystem that you need to create around these self-organizing teams is how do we provide the teams the whole thing around how can they be more disciplined, right, while they produce the outcomes within the team becomes really, really essential.